This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Obama steps before Congress this week facing high expectations on two big domestic issues. One is the economy, and in a moment we'll hear about one family's frustration with the government effort to modify mortgages. We start with a major item of the president's agenda that's in trouble again. A change of one Senate seat makes it much harder for Democrats to finish work on their health care bill. Republicans are pushing their own ideas now, though it's not clear if those ideas could pass either, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
In the wake of last week's Massachusetts Senate election that saw Democrats lose their pivotal 60-vote supermajority, Republicans fanned out on the Sunday talk shows to offer alternative ways to proceed on the health bill. Here's Utah Senator Orrin Hatch on CNN's Late Edition.
We'd have to start over. There are a lot of things we can agree on right off the bat.
Over on NBC's Meet the Press, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell had a few examples.
You start with junk lawsuits against doctors and hospitals, interstate competition among insurance companies.
But there's just one problem, says health policy analyst Len Nichols of the nonpartisan New America Foundation. If you take most of the ideas that Republicans are shopping around at the moment,
then we're back to a policy that frankly was rejected by Republicans when they had a majority.
Take medical malpractice reform. Republicans have long advocated for a bill that would cap damages for victims' pain and suffering at $250,000. It passed the Republican-led House eight times between 1995 and 2005, but it never even won a majority in the Republican-controlled Senate, despite several attempts. Republicans have long blamed the influence of trial lawyers, but Nichols says there's also just a lack of consensus on the issue.
What's interesting is on malpractice, a number of states have different models, some of which some states are very happy with. And what President Bush and now President Obama have both proposed is to encourage states to innovate along those lines and to recognize that states really are the place where malpractice jurisdiction lies, and therefore it's better to have the local medical communities in the states work this out.
Another favorite Republican proposal is selling insurance policies across state lines. That would let people in one state buy cheaper insurance in another state, but the insurance might not cover as much, and the idea has freaked out insurance regulators who'd no longer know who would be in charge of regulating what, says Dave Kendall. He's with the centrist Democratic think tank Third Way.
Senator Enzi led an effort to try to do that, and he couldn't even get members of his own party to go along with it.
That would be Mike Enzi of Wyoming. In fact, he was one of several Republicans who spent much of last spring and summer unsuccessfully working to craft a bipartisan bill with Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus. New Jersey Democratic Senator Robert Menendez said Sunday on CNN he's convinced the current GOP offer is simply another effort to kill the bill.
When we hear about slow down and start over, it really means don't do anything. Republicans have come to the conclusion that the president's failure, not only in health care but across the board, is the way to political victory.
Len Nichols, who says he was for bipartisanship in health care before bipartisanship was cool, says he's frustrated at how polarized the sides have become, particularly because the bill now stalled is fundamentally not that liberal.
I would say that the legislation, both the House and the Senate, frankly, are far closer to the Republican bill in 1993.
That was a bill like the current House and Senate passed measures that required everyone to have health insurance. It was co-sponsored by a dozen and a half Republicans, including several who are still serving.
It's much closer to that bill than it is to the Clinton plan of that era, because it relies much more on markets, much more on individual requirements, much more on incentives in the healthcare system. And to claim that this bill is somehow a left-wing government takeover is just rhetoric of a rather extreme sort, no question about it.
For the moment, both Democrats and Republicans are waiting to see what President Obama advises about how to proceed on health care in his State of the Union address tomorrow night. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.